we must fear Allah Azza wa Jal, especially during these days and these times, in where if a person was to observe the amount of sins and corruption that is being committed on the face of this earth, it is something that would have been unimaginable decades and centuries ago. And I'm talking about sins among Ummat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The amount of sins that are rampant upon or among Ummat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is something that is unexplainable. Al-khamr wal-riba wal-zina wal-awrat that are being exposed, and the distortions of the teachings of Islam that are among us, and what we can see and observe on social media in the behavior of people, the dealing of people, the manners and so on, it is unbelievable. And so as a result, especially it is saddening and upsetting, and I bring this to your attention because we are in a month that is just before Ramadan. This is a month in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَغْفُلُ عَنْهُ النَّاسِ, people will become heedless about. People are heedless about this month. And this is a month of preparation. And the greatest preparation a person could do is purify the heart, cleanse this heart. And that all begins with al-istighfar. So the two pieces of advice, number one, no matter what the situation is with any one of us, a person should not give up hope and despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, in order to come out of this heedlessness and a state of sin that we see and observe around us and to be protected from it, a person needs to continuously seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's door is open in the best of times, and that is the last third of the night. Every last third of the night, of every night of the year, Allah Azza wa Jal comes down to the first heaven and He said, هَلْ مِن مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرَ لَهُ. Is there anyone that is seeking my forgiveness so that I may forgive him? Allahu Akbar. This is a call from Allah Azza wa Jal to everyone, no matter what his situation was. So if a person is serious about the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal, he'll take advantage of it at that time. So if you find yourself up at that time begging for that forgiveness, that's a good sign that you actually want it. Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَأَغْفِرَ لَهُ. And I'll give him, I'll grant him that forgiveness. Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't play games and tricks the servants. Wakes them up in the last third of the night only to trick them on the day of judgment. I say, I haven't forgotten you, forgiven you. That doesn't happen. When Allah Azza wa Jal promises something, it happens exactly how He promises. So bi-idhnillahi Azza wa Jal, we take advantage of this reminder. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us all forgiveness and to keep our hearts awakened with Iman and Islam until the day we meet Allah Azza wa Jal.